Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
On now, Health Radio. Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
If you've been through some kind of physical trauma like a car accident or psychological trauma like sexual violence or combat, you may have struggled with healing and coping with what happened, and you've heard of post-traumatic stress disorder and people really suffering for quite a long time from dealing with these traumas. Well, can yoga maybe be one of the answers for you? My guest is LaCrista Greco. She's a writer, speaker, activist, and trauma-informed yoga instructor. Welcome to the show, LaCrista. So tell us a little bit about what is the difference between yoga for survivors, people that have suffered some sort of psychological or physical trauma, and just your regular yoga classes.
Hi, sure. I'm very happy to be here today. I've been teaching trauma-informed yoga for roughly a little over 2 years, and I initially received my certification 200-hour level just in a vinyasa flow. And the primary differences are in trauma-informed, it's very survivor-centered. And in speaking to that, it's really about the person and what they uniquely might need to get out of yoga poses and yoga breath work, et cetera. In terms of differences between that and a traditional yoga class, in yoga teacher training, we're often taught to use commanding language. So meaning things like you sort of tell people what to do, move your foot here or move your body this way. In trauma-informed yoga, it's very much about empowering the survivor and allowing them space to reclaim their body. Because a lot of these people, have been out of their body because that's a survival mechanism, a coping mechanism. So in order to do that, we don't use commanding language. It's very much, if it feels good for you, maybe move your foot up here, or if you'd like to move in this way. It's very much allowing for options and just really allowing the survivor to set their own pace of healing and their own pace moving through yoga postures.
So is it spoken, we think of yoga instructors as having these soft voices and speaking mm-hmm. about breathing and all of these mm-hmm. kinds of things. So, I mean, you would have to be a little bit more sensitive and a little bit more aware of what the person has gone through. Do you know when you're working with these people what their trauma was, or is it just a general, these are the kinds of things I want you to do or that we're thinking about doing?
Yeah, that depends. I do work privately with, one-on-one sometimes. And so in those situations, I do typically know the backstory of the person's trauma history. But I also work at the local domestic violence shelter and have a class there. And I typically don't know the women's backstories there. I kind of walk in, not knowing what to expect. Sometimes they will choose to share that with me. Other times they don't, which is fine. But so I really kind of go in there just sort of, coming from an intentioned place of I want to empower these women to help them empower themselves and to help them learn about how they can heal themselves, basically. So it does differ. Sometimes I know someone's backstory and sometimes I don't.
So how is yoga helping them with the breathing and the positions and the stretching and sort of the meditative effect? How is that helping people to heal from these things?
Well, with the women I work with at the shelter, I receive comments all the time saying, wow, I never was able to feel good in my body after, the assault that had happened, or I was never able to really connect with pleasure in that kind of way. And so just even teaching some yoga postures and meditation has been really, really helpful for these people who maybe they've already tried other things, or they are also doing them congruently, like therapy and medication, etc. But just allowing them to sort of see their body as a place of comfort and a place of pleasure and home, you know, relearning that for them, or even if they've never learned it, if they never felt that way about it before, they're sort of coming to that place now through yoga, which is really, really amazing and interesting. And I had my own personal experience with that too, which is how I kind of got into trauma-informed yoga and then teaching it too.
We don't have a lot of time, LaKrista, but tell us a little bit about your story and how yoga helped you.
Sure. So I'm a survivor of sexual violence, and I sort of really disconnected from my body after my assault had happened. And yoga was a space for me to reconnect to it and to really sort of look inwards and find that part that had been taken, or, you know, that was missing for me for a while. And it really allowed me to find calm and peace within my body again. So I'm very much in support of it, obviously, because I feel like I know the effects that it has.
How would someone go about finding a yoga? You know, there's so many. There's Bikram,
right,
and there's hot yoga, and there's so many around now. How would they go about finding, without feeling like they have to go into everybody, into the desk and say, I'm a trauma survivor, do you offer yoga classes for someone like me?
Right. Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, it's really hard to sort of out yourself as a survivor. So
that's what I'm saying, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So one, I'm actually part of a organization called the Breathe Network, and they're doing amazing things. They have a they link practitioners to survivors of trauma. So they have various yoga teachers all throughout the United States. They have acupuncturists. They have different types of healers. So I would really advise any survivor to just, you know, if they're able to, look up, just Google the Breathe Network or go to their Facebook page and try to find someone within your city, your state, because there probably is somebody. So, and they also offer sliding scale, which is really great too. So it's typically more, it can be more affordable than, you know, a traditional yoga class, which is like $20 to drop in. So,
well, that's a really good point to make, LaKrista, is that maybe, you know, the money thing is a bit scary, and the security. How do you start a class in just the last minute with your best advice? And how do you start a class for survivors to make them feel safe and secure in that environment?
Well, I mean, I really think you can tailor any yoga class to be more trauma-informed. So it doesn't have to necessarily be called trauma-informed, you know, like a trauma-informed yoga class, but there are many things you can do just as an instructor to sort of create a more welcoming and peaceful environment for trauma survivors, you know, that's including, you know, not using commanding language, allowing yourself to be, as the instructor, to be up in front of the room at all times so that the students know where you are, can see you, and they don't feel nervous about where you might be within the room, keeping the lights on. There's a lot of things that you could do to just even tailor the class that you have currently to be more trauma-informed. And so I think, you know, I would advise everyone to sort of think about that and, you know, and try to do that and incorporate that into their traditional classes too.
Thank you so much. It's great information, and I certainly applaud the work that you're doing for survivors. It's so important that people have that place to feel safe and connected to others and able to relax and meditate and kind of help themselves heal from those kinds of trauma. You're listening to Radio MD. If you like what we're saying, share it with your friends. Listen anytime, on demand, or on the go at radiomd.com. This is Melanie Cole. Stay tuned and stay well.